This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast. We spoke to Nandish Shah, a technical research analyst at HDFC Securities. He gave us three buy calls for the short term. Nifty continued its northward journey for the fourth day on the trot on July 28th. The index conquered 11,000 levels to close at a four-month high level at 11,022, the highest since March 5th. Last Friday, Nifty managed to close above its last 10-day trading range, confirming the breakout from the narrow range. It also managed to close above its 200-day simple moving average only after February 2020. Nifty has also witnessed a bullish dominance by plus DMI and ADX on the daily chart. Whenever Nifty witnesses such formation on ADX indicator, it tends to move higher. Earlier resistance of 10,800 to 10,850 level would interchange its role as support. On the derivatives front, we have seen put writing at 10,800 to 11,000 levels. The 5-day simple moving average is placed at 10,778 levels. Therefore, 10,800 to 10,850 level would act as immediate support for Nifty. On the higher side, resistance is seen around 11,200 to 11,250 level. After running corrections for a few days, mid and small cap indices resumed their uptrend again last Friday. The advance decline ratio was positive for the last 2 days. The analyst believes that small caps, which outperformed the benchmark index during this rally, will continue their outperformance for the coming weeks also. His advice is to remain long in Nifty with the trailing stop loss of 10,778 levels. Resistance is seen in the range of 11,200 to 11,250 levels. The focus of the traders should be on mid-caps and small-caps that are likely to continue their outperformance for the coming weeks and months, said the analyst. Here are three mid-caps buy recommendations for the next 3 to 4 weeks. Deepak Fertilizers is the first call with a target price of ₹133 and stop loss of ₹115. Upside potential for this call is 10%. After consolidating for the last few days, the stock resumed its uptrend with a rise in the volumes. It closed at a 6-month high level. The short-term trend of the stock is positive as it is trading above its 5- and 20-day average. Oscillators and momentum indicators like RSI, MFI and MACD are showing strength in the stock, and fertilizer as a sector is also doing well. Kaveri Seed Company is the second call with the target price for ₹670 and stop loss of ₹580. Upside potential for this call is 9%. The stock has broken out from the descending triangle on the daily chart, indicating the continuation of an uptrend. Volumes have been rising along with the prices. The primary trend has been bullish with higher tops and higher bottoms on the daily and weekly charts. The stock has broken out from the long-term downward sloping trend line on the monthly charts. Momentum indicators and oscillators have been showing strength in the existing uptrend of the stock. Fine Organics is the third call with the target price of ₹2,264 and stop loss of ₹2,000. Upside potential for this call is 9%. The stock has already broken out from the downward sloping trend line adjoining the highs of February 11th and June 4th, 2020. The short-term trend of the stock is positive as it is trading above its 5- and 20-day average. Daily RSI is placed above 60 levels, indicating a bullish setup for the stock. Plus DI is trading above minus DI, indicating bulls are having an upper hand. Remember, all the three stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.